You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Two of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my goodness.
What?
You know what his number is?
What?
More or less. Ashton Jeanty.
Oh yes.
He has rushed for 1,000 yards already this year.
Oh, okay. Easy. Like way over it.
They are playing the University of Hawaii.
Yeah.
What is he?
More or less. For a running back.
Yep.
183 and a half yards.
More.
Oh. More. This guy, I'm telling you, they pulled him at halftime the other game. He had 180 yards.
Right. So, why, that would suck.
Oh, well, they did it again.
See, here's
221.
Here's when you're playing with fire doing this with college.
Yep.
Because they have three or four running backs, and if one guy gets off in the first half, you got a big lead, he won't even play the second half.
Yeah.
It's a dangerous game.
Yep.
Maybe stay away. Maybe stay away.
They got some that I like.
Where are they now? Is that in the Pac-12? Is that where they are?
Who?
Boise?
No, they're in the...
WAC.
I don't even know.
They are in the WAC.
Okay, I didn't know if they got a...
No, I'm sorry. They're Mountain West?
Mountain West, okay.
There you go, yeah.
The WAC doesn't exist.
The WAC doesn't exist anymore?
I don't think so.
What?
Whoa.
Wow. 11 o'clock. That's a late one for you to stay up.
I know, but it's still 180 yards.
Yeah. Doesn't exist.
You know who owns the record?
Are they going to the Pac-12? It feels like the Pac-12 is taking all the Mountain West.
You know who owns the record for most yards rushing in a college football season?
Leroy Horde.
No, please.
Herschel Walker.
No.
Damn, that was a good guess, though.
Duke Johnson.
Oh, no. I wish. That'd be great.
You want to know what the number is?
Yes.
I think it's like 2,600 yards.
Jesus. 2,600 in 12 games?
Mm. Yeah. Maybe a little less than that. You can look it up. 2,400, I think.
Juice?
No, it's 26.
No. 26. Oh, I know.
2,600?
Yes.
Go.
Jim Brown.
No.
Oh, hey, another good
Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the most exciting running backs to ever play.
He's good.
One of the most exciting running backs to ever play.
Must see TV every time you got on.
Barry Sanders.
Correct. And guess who his backup was?
I don't know.
The running back from Buffalo.
Marshawn
Lynch.
No. Back in the 90s.
O.J. Simpson back to
the 90s, you jackass.
I said Marshawn
Lynch. Damn it. Somebody help me out.
Thurman Thomas.
Thurman Thomas was Barry Sanders' backup.
Wow.
You want to talk about some running backs.
Woo.
Ah,
wow. Well, I guess we're not
another
done.
Update from the Demesman and Dover
Law Firm.
Your accidentattorneys.com. Free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
Let's just say... this is more rain than the storm produced. It is. I can't see a break in the clouds. I can't even see any sun.
it is, I mean, just rain. I don't know what you call this. All the way cloudy? Not mostly. It's just cloudy and raining. And this is the heaviest rain that we've gotten since before the storm. Other than that, I'm more than sure it's just over us because I came into work. Cooler.
Oh, dude, it was cooler.
Cooler.
Very nice.
Very nice. At some point, it's got to turn towards the fall. But other than that, just look for, I mean, I would say a spotty shower, but it looks like this is here for a minute, right?
Looks like it's going to hang around for a while, dude.
Right, I know. But it's right around 80, 85 degrees. It felt cooler this morning. It was in the low 70s. So that was good. We don't need, I mean, I guess we don't really need the rain.
It says it'll stop in 42. Oh, wait. That's in Lake Worth, my bad. Where is Miami?
It actually doesn't look like it'll be here
just
that long.
The next hour.
Yeah, yeah.
Down here.
Based off what I'm looking at the radar, there's very little activity in Florida, but there is spots of rain between
Port St.
Lucie. Did anybody like sit there though, like looking at their iPhone at the radar like the whole time during this? Because I was just sitting there, I was like, oh man.
I've never looked at a radar more than I have these
days. I did, but you know what I kept looking on? I'm going, wait a minute, what are we going to get? We're missing everything.
I felt like my neighborhood dodged like a head kick. Like it went like this. Woo!
It really did. Because it like the tail,
like boom,
right, and it missed us.
I was like, I think that's going to
all the stuff that they said we were going to get, it like, I don't know if it went as far south as they say it was. You know, I had to say it was going to.
Yeah.
I don't think it did that.
It did.
But we got the winds. We didn't get the rain.
Fair.
Like, I remember 1 minute rain. That was it.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Panthers lose last night.
Yep. Mm.
They fall to the Ottawa Senators 3-1. Can you get Paul Maurice for me, Froggy, if you get a chance? Because he was saying, you know, there were too many odd man rushes. He didn't like that in the first period, and I agree. It was like,
I'm telling you what, even after the first game, you know what I left at yelling at my TV? I didn't yell at nothing all night. It was a great night. Another shorty? We're doing this again this year?
They can't do this. The one thing I would say about the Panthers,
they give up more shorties than any team I've ever seen.
The power play is a mess right now. The power play is a mess right
now. Oh my goodness. But then they got a shorty. So I was like,
That was good, and Reinhardt, he's good, but even yesterday, again, the power plays, like, it's nothing.
The other team celebrates when the Panthers go on a power play, and I remember during the finals, they go, oh no, I think the Panthers would rather decline this and just be at full strength.
No!
Yeah, we don't want the advantage.
No!
I'm like, oh my goodness. Have you ever seen anything like this?
Very strange.
Very strange. They give up. Like, how are you at a disadvantage when the other team has less players?
The Cats are back at it tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, against the Buffalo Sabres. So you get a little Saturday night Cat action for you. The Heat, they are practicing today.
I got it backwards.
What?
They said Thurman was the starter and Barry was his backup.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Little before my time.
No, it wasn't.
It was?
It was early 90s.
You think it's early 90s? I was like watching Oklahoma State.
He won the Heisman.
I was watching Ninja Turtles.
Point for Tobin.
I can honestly say I've never had that yelled at me before. I was watching Oklahoma State. I was watching Ninja Turtles. I'm a grown ass man, proud of it too.
He was 14 though. Don't get him.
Like wow. Daysop said I was 2.
Oh, excuse me. I wasn't even watching Ninja Turtles. I put my pants. 86 through 88.
What?
Yeah, definitely. Pooping your pants. That's impressive.
Man. You got Paul Maurice from last night?
Yes.
Here's Paul Maurice on the Cats' struggles.
But after one, no, we gave up five odd man or five rush chances in the first, and we just don't do that. And then there wasn't adjustments. There wasn't a technical problem in our game. Our hands were our feet, and our feet were our hands, and that doesn't work very well.
What? He talks like Mike McDaniel, but he's more efficient.
Definitely more efficient.
Right? What do you say? Hands, my feet? Hands, my feet, or my hands?
Not after one. No, we gave up five odd man or five rush chances in the first, and we just don't do that. And then there wasn't adjustments. There wasn't a technical problem in our game. Our hands were our feet, and our feet were our hands, and that doesn't work very well.
Fair point. All right. Well, the big news out of that one was Barkey. We're waiting word on what happened to Alexander Barkov. If you guys missed, it happened very late in the game. Panthers were down 2-1. They pull Bob. They take the man advantage, and Barkey was ready to snipe one, and his stick broke. And so Ottawa picks it up. They're on the they're going for the empty netter. He's trying no stick, just going to, he's gonna like lay out. And goal scored, and he slams right into the boards, and it looked painful. It looked painful. So hopefully he's going to be okay. But we'll await word. The Panthers, apparently he's getting more tests after the game. He's getting more tests today. I don't know. Nah, it was. It didn't look good. It did not look good. He looked like he was in a lot of pain.
It is amazing how your body in any sport can get caught in weird positions.
Yep.
You know?
Well, they're playing Fruit Ninja.
Yeah. Those knives look very sharp.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, look at Granny cutting a pineapple. Now, first of all,
I'm surprised this isn't
that's ACC. A lawsuit waiting to happen.
I'm surprised this isn't ACC Network.
It is ESPN2.
Man. The Heat, they're back on the practice court now. They will be in preseason action on Sunday. Big thing you were waiting for with the Heat today, I think from Spo, did Jaime and did Tyler practice? You know, and that's the one health thing.
Already?
I would like to know that they're going to get
already?
Some action. Yeah, exactly. That's my same feeling. I would like to know that, you know, maybe they're getting a little bit healthier. So we'll await word on that. Probably around 12:30-ish, we'll get an update on Heat practice and where things right. stand there. And then
they start next week, right? Or 2 weeks?
The 23rd is opening night, so that's a week from next Wednesday.
I'll be ready for that because I will be laid up.
Oh man, yeah,
yeah, yeah. I knew it was coming though because I could just tell my legs were not feeling good.
Damn! Did they say how long this recovery is going to take?
Nah, I'll be at work on Friday.
No, I know you'll be at work, but I'm asking like what is, because last time you were at work with a damn billy club thumb.
Yeah.
No, but that's different. It's my legs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I might not be able to drive for a couple of weeks.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Wow. And then, cutting off the foot, Leroy?
Huh?
Finally getting rid of the foot?
What you mean the foot? No, dude. Oh, that ain't no. got diabetes.
Oh, speaking of, by the way, I started watching Starting Five. Like, I only watched the Jimmy parts last time.
Yeah.
But I started watching the whole series. One, Tatum. Whew, is he boring?
So boring.
You don't need a show to tell you that.
His best friend's his trainer.
Yeah, of course. He's so boring.
That's his best friend. I'm like, that's your best friend?
I mean, he's paying the guy to be his friend, essentially.
Do you think I'm going to be as good as Kobe? Of course, Jason.
Yeah,
of course.
Sure, sure. Get that tattoo.
But this LeBron.
Oh.
Those feet are gross.
Oh, are they?
And like, even they go to his kids. They'll interview the kids, all three of them on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, tell us about your dad's feet. And they're like, oof.
Dude, I'm telling you, you don't understand. Like,
the pinky?
All running backs have bad feet.
Oof.
What do you think is cutting and jamming, smashing your feet up in there? And I broke a toe? You want to talk about pain and played a couple of weeks later because they just put the star on the side of your foot so it could swell outside the shoe?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You look at LeBron's feet?
Yeah. What's up with his pinky toe here? What is, like, his toes are
his
like,
toe like is up and like it almost like
nope.
sits on a perch.
Listen,
they're fighting for like space or something like
my that. Big toe and the toe next to it are lovers.
Yeah.
No, no, his too though. His
they,
too.
You're right.
He looks like,
because look,
he's telling
your
a
feet
lie.
Are jammed up in the top of the. Like, they just do this.
LeBron looks like he's telling a lie. He's like, look, so no fingers. I promise, no fingers.
No, I got that. I got that.
They were, LeBron goes to Gabe Vincent. He sees Gabe Vincent on the trainer's table. He goes, oh, so, nice to see
you. You know how I know I'm related to my daughter? When she was like five, I was walking around barefoot, and then I put some slippers on, right? I don't do the sandals like you. I do slippers.
Yep.
She goes, Daddy, I think you got your shoes on the wrong foot. I'm like, okay.
Schmeathen says Marco's Googling LeBron's feet is going to get him in HR.
If they go through my history,
I'm telling you, no, those feet were gnarly,
nice.
Gnarly feet. But yeah, everybody, even Sabonis, it was kind of like, I was like, oh yeah, you get to learn about his dad. And so like, that's kind of cool, but you know,
everybody
Jimmy's by far the most interesting person on this show. It's not even close.
Yeah, for sure. I can imagine.
Everybody else is just like, hey, you know, kind of flying through it. But I got through a couple episodes yesterday. It's a good show. I mean, it's well done. But right. you can only make people so interesting.
Yeah, right? That's fair. I mean, if you're not an interesting guy, there's only so far your basketball conversations will take you. This show is supposed to appeal to, you know, bigger than basketball nerds. So, what, again, I asked you before, I know the Jimmy Butler stuff is interesting.
Yep.
Does everyone else weigh it down to the point where this won't be a couple's watch? Or is it
still- I don't know. I don't think, like, I could convince Mrs. Because I was like, hey, you know, my wife was like, oh, let's watch something together. And I'm like, oh, I kind of want to watch the starting five show, all of it. But I'm like, I don't think you're going to like it. Because she likes Hard Knocks.
Yeah. That's essentially what I'm saying. You know, my wife likes Hard Knocks too. The Jimmy Butler episode, I'm sure she'll enjoy. But I have to like now. I have to do
if
what you
have
did.
A box of tissues, buddy. Yeah. Oh. If you want to spend the night crying with each other, yeah. Then watch the Jimmy Butler episode. It's horrible. It's horribly heartbreaking.
It's rough. Good TV though.
You know,
rough. Anything I've heard, Jimmy Butler, the only important thing here. So now I got to do what you did and like siphon through all the Jason Tatum scenes and find. The best Jimmy Butler scenes.
Jason, it was the one funny thing was, you will like, though, Anthony Edwards, because he mother bleeps Jason Tatum a lot in his episode.
Yeah.
He's like, clamped him twice. They say best player in the world. Get that out of here.
I love Anthony Edwards.
He is. He's looking to look great in a Heat jersey in a couple of years.
Okay. Do they follow him? They don't follow him, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, that's and like I didn't hear anything. Like, you do you like any of his stuff?
Yeah, nice. Yeah. But he's you know what's just noticeable. He's a kid. Like that's
gotcha.
He's like basketball video games.
Yeah, for sure. I guess that makes sense.
He's great talking about basketball because he just is so arrogant and so good.
Yeah.
So like that stuff's entertaining, but like basketball.
Video games. Yeah. That makes sense.
So,
Bam Adebayo on the next season of Starting Five. You heard it here first.
Perhaps. Don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it'd be interesting.
Although, Jay Rich has said he doesn't have hobbies. That's how we got into the whole Domino's thing.
Yeah, but, you know, power couple.
That's fair. Oh, that is fair. That is fair.
You throw a little WNBA action. All of a sudden, they got their own Starting Five.
Interesting.
I already see the plan.
Maybe they could have their own spinoff. It's like, you remember when Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson had a show?
Oh. Yeah. Why did they call it Chicken of the Sea?
Yeah. Maybe they can have Adebayo and Asia as have a reality show together.
Wow. Hopefully,
I'd watch
both
that.
Of them are more intelligent than that.
Love and Basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kevin Love and Basketball.
Okay, now we're following Kevin Love's side.
Well, you know, doesn't he have an uncle that's a... what's the group?
Kevin Love?
Beach Boy. Kevin Love has an uncle.
Beach Boy. So what are we're going to go to his uncle?
That's one of the Beach Boys.
I think you're right about that.
Yeah.
Because I remember, yeah, they asked him a Beach Boy question at the scrimmage.
Yeah.
Or asked one of his teammates a Beach Boy question about the scrimmage, something like that.
Mike Love.
Love.
Wowzers.
You know what they say about him?
What do they say?
In a lot of ways, Kevin Love is like a bra.
Except the support ain't going to last very long. You got about 5 minutes, then you're going to have some teardrops.
Take a break. Back after this.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, please, for my sympathies, I don't mind. Cause you mean that much to me. Sweet darling, please don't leave.
Welcome back.
For y'all time. What?
Take you guys up until 2. Tobin and Leroy here with you. We're streaming live. YouTube and Twitch, Miami 560 WQAM. And on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. A lot of quibbling going on in the private chat with you and Jay Fig, I got to say.
What's up? Really? Are they conspiring?
Nah, they're quibbling with one another.
Really? I wrote two messages.
You know.
She said Love and Basketball is a movie because I mentioned it as the title of Bam and Asia's show. Like, of course Love and Basketball is a movie. Does anyone not know that, though? I feel like.
She's now accusing you of being sassy.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm going to just throw this out there.
Yeah.
For sass.
Only present people can quibble.
Ooh.
Wow. Wow. Quibbling continues.
Wow, minus one. So there she goes.
Can't do it. Doesn't do anything for anybody else's audience, though, JP. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Makes a good point. Right. I mean, it is 11:30. You got to have the PJs off by now. Like, throw the camera on. Let's go.
Yeah. 11:30.
11:30. Yeah.
I don't think she starts makeup until 11:45.
What is she doing? Is she doing, like, puppy yoga with Scooby?
They're like, okay, Scooby, downward dog.
That's what everything is for me. Yes.
Downward.
Let's just call that walking.
Sounds like Todd the intern.
Mr. Cheetah.
Oh man, we got a big week six coming on up. The Jets, they're in disarray. You got more of this Aaron Rodgers from yesterday. Aaron Rodgers, he said on Nathaniel Hackett losing his gig. This is him saying, show some character about him.
I love Nathaniel. I mean, he's one of my dearest friends in the league, and obviously a tough situation, but I think it speaks volume to the character that he has, and he wanted to stick around, be here for me, be here for Todd, support Todd. It's credit to the man that he is.
Todd the intern.
Oh, shouting him out. Huh?
Thanks, Aaron. We're going to do a lot more RPOs this week.
Oh, God. This guy's everywhere. I hope he gets a job.
He's a go-getter.
He really goes.
Lifestyle.
No one seems like they want to go out there.
He always seems to be in a failing organization, though, if I'm thinking about it now.
Timbo Slices, I see why you guys get left out of the newsletter. No, I think I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think she just forgets. I see enough of those guys. Enough of them.
We get it.
We don't need to have the whole company know what they're doing. Ridiculous.
I know what I would like to put in the newsletter.
What's that?
Paul. Never mind. That's it.
You take out an ad. Now we can take out ads.
Take out ads. Yeah, I like taking an ad.
Taking an ad out in the news.
Can I put a complaint in the newsletter?
I don't think that's what the newsletter's for.
Yeah,
I think that's the suggestion box. But yeah, go ahead. What do you want?
I don't do suggestion boxes.
Is this going to be about
everybody? Everybody that put suggestions all in meetings, they're no longer with us. I don't suggest nothing.
They say it's anonymous.
Anonymous.
Sure, dude.
Yep.
Yeah. You guys have us log into 9 things, I'm sure.
Huh. Yeah.
What do you want to complain about?
My damn creamer! Somebody had the audacity!
Wow.
The unmitigated gall!
Whoa!
To put an empty container of creamer in the refrigerator. Had me thinking there was creamer. I'm like, oh, look.
We could have a segment on the newsletter that's called Fridge Etiquette with Leroy Horde.
Yes.
And then you could explain. Okay.
You know what? I got another thing about fridge etiquette since we're talking about that.
Yeah.
Two things. If you use the ice, refill the ice maker. All right, dude.
No. What's the number on that though? Because
Wait. There's a requirement.
Yeah. What's the number?
How many ice cubes? Yeah. If it's more than half.
Yeah, that's what I say.
More than half ice used, you got to refill.
Got to refill.
Okay, I think I'm fair with that. But if you what is that? 12,
don't leave two cubes.
12, yeah. 12 ice cubes.
If it's less than six, refill.
Correct. Okay.
And all you got to do is refill the ones that you empty, because then they'll use them.
Yeah, but then, like, does anybody want to try and get out the ice
cubes? How much ice is being used?
Which, I don't know. I took like 8 today.
Did you refill?
I did. But it was kind of weird because it was like there's 4 ice cubes. You go look right now. I swear to God. Go look right now. I swear to God.
Hey, he gave that look. He gave that look. Like,
well, I actually,
hey, watch. Guess what you got to do at the break.
No. But I ran into this. Here's what I ran into this conundrum today, because I was like, I couldn't get the ice cubes out, so I smacked them on the counter.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And so 8 came out. I'm like, all right. Well, they all went in there. And then I was like, well, there's 4 left. That's a good amount of ice cubes. Do I refill?
Nobody's here.
But those are
so that means if somebody comes here on Monday,
yeah,
right, they're going to see 4 ice cubes.
Right.
Well, so if you fill it up.
I did fill it up.
Okay.
I just want to be clear. I did fill it up. You can go check my work. But I did think for a second, well, if anybody wants, that tray is done for the day. You know, you're not going to be able to use it because 4
is here.
4, yeah.
Nobody.
Radio Libre's here. What if Elsa wants some ice?
No. Want some yellow.
No.
And the professor over there.
They don't use any of the...
How many professors?
That guy looks like he's a professor, right? Like the Radio Libre guy with the glasses.
For sure, he's a professor.
Very professional.
Yeah. He's got a sport coat.
Like, he's got a sport coat and a nice suit on.
Glasses are like right at the brim.
In his country, he was a doctor.
Was he really?
I don't know. It seems that way.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll tickle Leroy's fancy coming up next. Are you fancy, huh? Oh, you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? I'm so fancy. You already know I'm in the fast lane. From LA to Tokyo, I'm so fancy. Ah! Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is time to tickle Leroy's fancy. Go around the week 6 slate of the NFL season and figure out what Leroy's intrigued by this week. Leroy, starting off 9:30 a.m. in London, love.
Cheerio.
The Jacksonville Jaguars take on the Chicago Bears. Tickle your fancy? Okay, very mature.
Fancy not tickled.
First of all, it's during my golf time. Second of all, I'm not getting up in the morning to watch Jacksonville. Yeah. Sorry.
Totally fair.
Chip, chip, cheerio.
And we love that Trevor Lawrence. He looks like he could be one of us. He could be in the royal family.
Hello, Governor.
Hello, Poppet.
That's all I know.
1 o'clock.
Ooh.
Ooh.
The Arizona Cardinals take on the Green Bay Packers.
Ooh.
Arizona is a 5-point dog on the road. Tickle your fancy?
Yeah. Like,
my fancy is tickled.
For some reason, and I can't explain it, Arizona's sneaking up on us because they were so bad.
Mm.
So I'm just trying to figure out, are they that much better? Has it been the teams that they've played?
They beat their divisional rivals. They lost to the Bills. They beat the Rams before the Rams fell apart. They lost to the Lions. They lost to the Commanders badly.
Okay.
And they beat the 49ers. So they've had a pretty tough schedule.
Okay. Damn,
they've had a pretty tough schedule.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's pretty rough.
All right.
Dolphins take them on in a couple weeks.
Oh, potentially to his return game.
That is the game he is eligible to return.
Mm.
And then that is, and by the way, that's the game you always look back to when you say, oh, mobile Tua. And that's why he got hurt.
No.
It was your fault.
Full circle moment.
You watched the one clip on Twitter against him versus Kyler Murray.
So good. It was so good.
The Kyler Murray, fast.
Mm-hmm.
Still fast.
Little. Fast.
He is little. 83 yards rushing last week.
Whoa.
Kyler?
mobile. He can scoop.
Don't buy it. Not buying it.
At 1 o'clock, the Indianapolis Colts take on the Tennessee Titans. Take your fancy?
Indianapolis Colts take on Tennessee Titans. No.
Fancy, not that's tickled.
Like, that's. I mean, the only reason why you would watch that to see how mad the coach could get at. Is Will Levis playing or is it?
Good question. Good question if he's back. I think he is back.
And no why way. Isn't it Levi?
What?
Why isn't it Levi's?
I don't know. Because he's not related to the genes.
Mm. Oh, my goodness.
I'm not sure.
Right.
Mm. Do I really have to look up Titans injuries?
No. He doesn't have the same gene.
No, care.
You don't.
Dun, see what I did there?
Well, at 1 o'clock, the Houston Texans visit the New England Patriots and the debut of Drake May. Houston is a 6.5-point favorite on the road. Leroy, take it your fancy?
No, it's still
fancy,
New England.
Not tickled.
I don't care who's playing. They're rebuilding.
Okay, fair enough. Then we have an NFC South matchup at 1 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers visit your New Orleans Saints, who, of course, come back to earth a little bit.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, they have.
Woo. After a...
And wait a minute. Isn't Derek Carr out?
Mm.
He got hurt. And
doubtful. Oh,
yeah. And
oh no,
they're
who's their backup?
Spencer Rattler, a candidate? What is?
Oh, he kind of had a sneaky good preseason.
Yeah,
did
no,
he?
But the other guy who's their dual, he's
Taysom hurt. Hill's hurt.
Taysom Hill's hurt.
Taysom Hill's right. hurt. Kamara's banged up.
Yeah,
a lot of injuries. A lot of injuries up and down.
A lot of injuries
the
in football, man. This makes this tough.
That being said, fancy tickle.
Yeah, I will. I'm always going to kick the tires on New Orleans.
That's the 1 o'clock game that interests you the most?
No.
My fancy is tickled.
1 o'clock.
Here we go.
The Washington Commanders visit the Baltimore Ravens. Yeah. Ravens are a touchdown favorite at home. Take your fancy?
Wow.
Yes.
My fancy is tickled.
I don't know why I think this game's going to be closer than that. Mm. I've been really impressed with, I mean... Holy smokes, Daniels has been just unbelievable.
Yep.
But Lamar's Lamar. So it'll be interesting to see because they compare the two and they're kind of different in that Jaden Daniels throws the ball better than Lamar did when he got into the league and he runs.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Coming up at 1 o'clock, Leroy. The Cleveland Browns visit the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are 9.5-point favorites, Leroy, against your Cleveland Browns. Tickle your fancy?
Absolutely not.
Wow!
Fancy not tickled.
Wow, dude.
I will watch it for work purposes. But I've been watching film for the last... 3 weeks of guys, you know, showing plays where there's three guys open and Deshaun doesn't throw the ball. And you can put it on the offense. You can put it on protection. You can put it on whatever. But there's a number of times where he just won't throw the ball. And I don't know what that is. I don't know whether it's he's not looking in the right places. And then I started thinking. When he had success in Houston, was he ever that guy that sat in the pocket and threw the ball, or he just had studs at wide receiver he could just chuck it up to? You see what I'm saying?
He did have studs. He had DeAndre Hopkins
right.
in his prime,
but,
for sure.
But understand, when you have those guys, it kind of takes the process of reading the defense out of your hands. Because, like, the plays are... you know, designed for those guys. Now it's a little bit different in that you're actually reading a defense. And I'm starting to question, are we thinking that Deshaun Watson can play a style of football that he never really played? Because the fact that they show these plays and show these guys wide open and show you where he should be reading and his head's looking the other way, does he really read defenses? And I know, like, I know this is kind of playing the result, but the reality of it is that very rarely are you going to see four or five plays in a game that they show the tape and show guys are open and the quarterback is either not even looking in the right place. So I'm having questions, and I'm the last person to get there. Believe me when I tell you. So, no.
I would have been rats off a ship a long time ago, dude.
Huh?
I said I would have been rats off a ship a long time ago.
I know, but I just...
Not tickle.
I just... You see... Here. You see the production that this guy's had.
4.8 yards per throw?
And that's being generous.
Oh.
Right? And like... But it's time to just call it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have number, and it's different people.
Just a long time ago that he was good, dude. Like, it's.
But it's here. Here. It could have been a long time ago, but the basic fundamentals of the position will always be the same. What will leave is your ability to get the ball there.
Yeah, but how much.
So if he's never actually had to read a defense and select a target based on defensive rotations.
The one thing we got to remember the last year of Houston, the team.
He didn't play.
It's not that the last year that he played in Houston,
right,
they sucked.
Right.
Like, he threw for nearly 5,000 yards.
Yeah, but it was all garbage.
Yeah. I mean, right, like, he was fun as hell. I mean, it's an incredible statistical season, don't get me wrong. But it's just a long time ago since the guy has been good. It's like, and then you take a year off, mm-hmm, and then you do have a scandal, a horrific scandal.
Yeah.
Then you have injuries. Then you have, you know, just every obstacle that has been thrown up. And then, by the way, doesn't seem like the easiest dude to work with because of all of this stuff now. Like, I don't know, man. I think other factors can be. Yes, he was tremendously talented, but I just think the window's passed now. I think the ship has passed. The window's closed.
And I would say, and I'm more along the lines of this. You say the ship has sailed. I say we have been waiting on the dock for the ship and it never pulled up. Right? We didn't
just
miss
left
it.
You.
We didn't miss it. It just never came, because maybe we were asking, or we were expecting, a quarterback that never existed. You understand what I'm saying?
I think he was good.
Again, but why? Has he ever been the guy that we say, ooh, he picked the defense apart, or ooh, he did this? No, he had a lot of yards when they sucked. Or he had a lot of yards when they had two studs playing wide receiver. To where it made it simple. Throw it to one
and
the other.
So now you're saying you think he's a product of the system.
I think he was a product of the two guys that he had on the team.
Interesting.
That were studs. Right? Like, look, there's no Tom Brady, Randy Moss situation. In most cases, it's Randy Moss elevating the quarterback. And when Randy Moss left that quarterback didn't play as well.
His second receiver is Will Fuller, dude.
Huh?
His second receiver is Will Fuller.
Well,
in Houston.
Okay. We're familiar with his work.
Scheme ass.
Or lack thereof.
Now, Hopkins is amazing.
Right, but I'm just saying, like, yeah. Like, you're talking about having one of the elite receivers, and here. Can I think of a time? Can you think of a time? And I'm going back as far as, like, Jerry Rice and those guys, or Troy Aikman. With those guys,
mm-hmm,
where the quarterback made the receivers. It's usually the other way around. When the quarterback loses the stud receiver, his numbers decline.
He definitely had a stud receiver, but I think we just miscount for, like, how much.
I think we miscalculated. I think we miscalculated and we assumed that he could play the kind of quarterback that everybody else is playing that is considered elite.
Mm-hmm.
right? And I don't think we sat back and actually looked and paid attention to how he was accumulating those yards, because it matters. So you bring a guy in and you can't come in.
Yeah, like, but there was example, only, but he only had one bad. Like, there was only one year, I feel like, that the Texans were really bad, right, that he was
but
there.
I'll give you a perfect example. Kirk Cousins keeps making money. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because he can sit in the pocket and pick a defense apart.
Mm-hmm.
And that.
Yeah, but it's not like it was always on a trash team. Like, they won the division multiple years with him at quarterback.
Yeah, okay.
But it was the last year where, like, when he was rats off a ship, like, they were 4-12 and he had 5,000 yards. That team sucked.
Right. Okay. I got you. But I'm just saying, like, I I'm just trying to, I guess I'm trying to come to the realization of what it is, because I have been a big supporter and I've been patient and I've been everything that nobody else has been.
Just jump off, baby.
I'm like,
cannonball with me.
I
don't even like it.
Here, it's not a matter of jumping off, but it's a matter of, at this point, expectations. Are we expecting him to be the type of quarterback that he's never been? So when I see all these plays, mm-hmm, and these videos of people showing me, right, and he's not looking in the right spot, it has nothing to do with his ability to play quarterback. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that I'm getting frustrated with.
But I think the thing that is it, you don't think it's possible to lose that, like, to be more gun shy when you're banging?
I don't think it's possible to lose being able to look in the right direction from studying film.
What if your arm is made of spaghetti now?
There's a difference if he's looking in the right direction, but he's scared to make the throw. We don't even see that.
Gotcha.
He's got three guys open on the left side. He's looking right.
Hmm.
So, like, yeah, like, so that's the part of the thing that is, like, I'm going to probably be the last guy off the ship, because I thought.
Well, kind of. Here's the thing that's interesting about it. Kind of feels like you're wondering why you were ever on the ship. Like, that's what, because it's an interesting thing. It feels like what you're describing now is, like, did we just overrate the guy? Instead of
but I don't know. I don't think,
instead of maybe it's like, what I'm hearing from you is you thinking maybe he was just overrated rather than he just fell off a cliff.
No, I just think that maybe we misconstrued his success with ability.
Gotcha.
And if we had evaluated how...
Because what happens to him, like, overrating him is a simpler explanation than what has happened.
Right.
But also, we have not seen with anybody else what happened to him.
Right.
Personally, physically, mentally,
right?
We haven't seen an athlete deal with that,
right,
in their prime.
I don't know how. So I'm trying to see. I've given him the benefit of the doubt with all the other stuff, but right now, what I'm talking about, his actual ability to.
Well, yeah, give him the benefit of the doubt.
Position.
Give him the benefit of the doubt or not. He's still going through the scandal, whatever. Like,
right,
he went through, like, he's still dealing with, like, lawsuits that are coming up and all that type of stuff.
Right.
There's no way that doesn't mess with you professionally. There's right. no way. It's no, not I possible.
Know. I know.
You know, whether you want to feel sorry for him, a lot of people don't want to feel sorry for him. I'm not saying you have to feel sorry for him.
I'm not saying
but
you
I'm,
should.
I'm telling you, there's no way that doesn't mess with his ability to play football.
Right.
No way.
I mean, I would like to,
especially when you're working your way up. Like, you're trying to impress and you're trying to find something that just might not be there anymore.
I would like to think that as a professional, you can separate the two, no matter how bad it's going. But you just start adding more and more stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
So, but again, I'm only focusing on the football stuff. And the football stuff, when I watch these plays and you see guys running open and he's not even looking over there, right? Or he takes the ball and wants to scramble first and he wants to do stuff like that. When there's open guys, it's not play design. It's not guys getting open. It's him not making the right throws. That has nothing to do with all the stuff that we're talking about. It solely has to do with his ability to play quarterback. not make throws, just to play quarterback. Your abilities, okay, if you can't make the throws that you're looking at, is a whole nother different story. But we're talking about just his ability to sit back and just be looking in the right place before you even make the throw.
Just call him a bum and move on, dude. You'll be so much happier.
Hey, shut up, frog boy.
What?
You're talking too much.
Oh, it's my fault. Take a break. Back after this.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.